From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Afghanistan police say at least seven people are dead and dozens wounded after a nearly 10-hour-long attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul ended on Thursday. Police say hundreds of staff and students were rescued after being trapped inside the university complex. Police say at least two attackers were killed. So far, no militant groups are claiming responsibility for the attack. The U.S. State Department condemned the violence.
We condemn this attack in the strongest possible terms. An attack on a university is an attack on the future of Afghanistan.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau. Earlier this month, an American professor and his Australian colleague were kidnapped at the school. No group claimed responsibility for the kidnapping, and the professor's whereabouts remain unknown. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the White House is determined to listen to every scrap of evidence Turkey provides before deciding if it will extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Turkey blames for organizing last month's failed military coup, a charge he denies. Biden met in Ankara Wednesday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He tried to head off Erdogan's impatience by explaining that American courts require firm evidence before a suspect is surrendered to another country.
We are cooperating with Turkish authorities. Our legal experts are working right now with their Turkish counterparts on the production of and the evaluation of material and evidence that needs to be supplied to an American court to meet the requirements under our law.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. Turkey's prime minister says any delay in sending Gulen to Turkey could harm U.S.-Turkish relations. This is VOA News.